This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell voiced optimism for deals on both general spending and on coronavirus stimulus Tuesday night. Lawmakers face a Friday deadline for passing a spending plan to avoid a government shutdown and are also seeking an accord to provide aid, both to small business and to millions of Americans who have lost their jobs because of the pandemic. Wednesday, the U.S. Food and Drug Administration issued an emergency use authorization for the first over-the-counter fully at-home diagnostic test for COVID-19. The Illume, E-L-L-U-M-E, the Illume COVID-19 home test, is a rapid type test that runs a liquid sample along a surface with reactive molecules. The test detects fragments of proteins of the virus from a nasal swab sample from any individual 2 years of age and older. Dr. Mark Siegel tells Fox it's a fairly easy test.
It's called the mid-range swab, so it's not nearly as uncomfortable.
Results of the test are sent to your smartphone. USA Radio News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Now that the Pfizer COVID-19 vaccine is out, when can you get one? USA Radio News' Dan Naraki has more.
With one coronavirus vaccine being delivered across the country and another likely to be approved this week, a massive immunization program is just beginning. But when will the general public begin to have access to those shots? Health and Human Services Secretary Alex Azar says that could come sooner than many thought. He tells CNBC that the possibility for more vaccines coming to market could also move that date forward.
I believe that by the end of February into March, of course, depending on the decisions by our governors, but I believe we'll have enough supply out there to be reaching out into the general public for administration at your CVS's, Walgreens, Kroger's, and near the end of February into March. And if we get J&J and AstraZeneca coming in, their data should be here, we hope, the beginning to middle of January with FDA consideration later in the month.
From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
Moderna's vaccine is up for review tomorrow. USA Radio News.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Senate Majority Leader Republican Mitch McConnell says no lawmaker is going home for the holidays until some form of a stimulus package is in place. USA Radio News' Dan Naraki explains.
Congressional leaders met again on Tuesday to try and hammer out a deal on a coronavirus stimulus package and a spending bill to fund the government passed this week. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell said he felt there was progress at that meeting and that the group would meet again soon. He told reporters that Congress would not leave for a holiday break without a deal on a COVID relief bill.
Shots have been administered. Hope is on the way. And our job here is to guarantee that there's enough money to facilitate the delivery, as well as to do other things that we can agree on. And as I've said repeatedly, number one, we're not leaving here without a COVID package. Not going to happen.
The group is negotiating over two bills released this week by a bipartisan group, one that contains money for small businesses, unemployment insurance extension, schools, and vaccine distribution. The other contains the more contentious proposals, with $160 billion in aid for state and local governments and liability protections for businesses against COVID-related lawsuits. From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
The first CARES Act was signed into law by President Trump on March 27, 2020. NASA's Goddard Space Flight Center reported a planet spotted 336 light-years from Earth could be the Planet 9, theoretically lurking in our solar system. The Hubble Space Telescope is assisting astronomers observe the motion of a massive Jupiter-like planet, saying it is evidence that such oddball orbits are possible. For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.
Attention timeshare owners. This is an urgent consumer alert from the Timeshare Exit Hotline, a national company specializing in helping consumers legally get out of their expensive timeshare contracts. We're offering you a way to legally get rid of your timeshare. So if you're fed up with the maintenance fees that keep on coming and want to learn if you can terminate your timeshare legally and permanently, call today. Even if you've tried before and were unsuccessful in getting rid of your timeshare, call today and see if we can help. We offer a complete 100% unconditional client satisfaction guarantee. Make this completely free call and learn how we can help you legally put an end to your timeshare nightmare once and for all. You have nothing to lose, so call right now to qualify and receive a free consultation. 800-897-1434. 800-897-1434. That's 800-897-1434. Paid for by Airtime Media.
America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
Hey, it's how we roll. And, I'll tell you, if we're going to do this, we've got to know there is a what we call a grief to happiness ratio. And the happiness is getting the country back on track. OK, that's the happiness level. That would be awesome. However, the grief portion is how much pain it's going to take us from where we are right now to get to that point to where we can, for the most part, say, look it, we are supporting the U.S. Constitution. We're getting back on track. There is a North Star. All cylinders are operating, or even a good number of cylinders are operating, in the best interest of its citizens. Because after all is said and done, Dan Perkins, this is a government of, for, by, we, the people, is it not?
Yes, but in the commentary that I sent you yesterday, it was a difficult one to write because I raised so many questions about, do we really care?
Yeah.
That was the hardest thing to do, is to say, do we really care whether or not the FBI and the Justice Department and the CIA were in collusion with Barack Obama to destroy Donald Trump before he got sworn in as president of the United States? The answer to that is, yes, it happened. Do we care?
Mm-hmm.
I'm not sure we do, because I think, as I said in the article, we've become extremely naive.
Yes.
Well, my government couldn't do that. And my dear wife, who I've been married to for 52 years.
Congratulations.
I was talking to her about, thank you, was talking about this article. And she says, why don't you just move on?
Yes.
And I said, to what? Move on to what?
Yes.
Does it bother you? Does it bother you that it's clear that there are cases where there is election fraud and that individual states voided the Constitution of the United States in their election process? And she said no. And I don't think she's rare. I think there are a lot of conservative people who just want to accept what happened and go forward and. As we see the picks that's going on with Joe Biden for his various cabinet officials,
mm-hmm.
and the comment of his director of communications, which I can't do on the radio, and her language about the Republicans, the F-bomb, how does that match with what Joe Biden is saying, is that, you know, we need to come together and we need to get rid of our differences? None of that's reality.
Right. So well, coming together is people who are of like mind. It's not a matter of trying to find middle ground and this disparate viewpoints. It's in order for us to come together, you have to comport with our thinking, right? If not, F-bombs abound. And the other thing, I mean, people out of character. I mean, Dan, when have you ever seen women act so mean-spirited? You've had the women's movement, women's suffrage over the years and stuff like this, but not like this. I mean, they are extremely aggressive. And I don't mean that in a broad brush sort of point, because I still see women who are still women that have class, that comport themselves in a way that, they're a delight to be around. They advance your thinking. They enlarge your perspective. I'm not talking about them. I'm talking about the ones that say, look, let's just burn it all down. F you and everything that you came in on. And, there's no civility here. There's a loss of civility in the process. And it's interesting that I find it so demonstrated in the females of today. I mean, they go back to when Donald Trump was elected and all the women that were there in that demonstration wearing the hats that they were wearing. It's like, how disgusting, you know? And the mainstream media, they were okay with it. And there were right. Some people just said they were okay. And it's funny you should, you know, and I say funny, ironic, because I was thinking along the lines of what you had written, and that is that how is it that a small minority of people of color or people who are antagonistic to our government, I'm talking about Antifa and Black Lives Matter activists, I mean, they are like a small percentage, but yet there's asphalts that are being, sloganized and paintings that are going out all over the place. There are buildings being burnt down, businesses being destroyed, all for the small minority. And meanwhile, on the other hand, because we're not hearing about it, and I don't think maybe your wife's not hearing about this either, but in the last several weekends that have taken place in Washington, D.C. and Stop the Steal, you've had over 1 million people. The first time was 1.4 million. Amy Kramer told me the other day, at least that, if not more, this past Saturday, came out in record numbers to stand for the Constitution, to stand for free and fair elections, and to support President Trump. See, the mainstream media is not reporting on that, because if it was, then as you know, that we talked about this in the election process, Dan. I'm sorry, I don't mean to keep going on here, but it's just you kind of opened up, a big gate here, is that word of mouth in marketing is so critical. You know, right. At least a third of the people will respond to an opportunity, a business, by word of mouth. And I know that's kind of a round number, but that's a pretty fair number. And the whole idea of the cancel culture, it has stifled word of mouth. It stifled people talking about Donald Trump. That's why the pollsters couldn't figure out why Donald Trump did so well and why he was able this time around to garner, at least 7 to 10 million more votes than he did last time. So all this goes into the mix. But my surprise is, after all is said and done, and with all these people that are coming forth, and we're talking, Franklin Graham's leading a group of people that are praying on state steps, and I mean, we're talking thousands of people in support of our country and its godly principles, and we get nothing. I mean, there's no response. It's just all this pushback. It's all this, go home, go to sleep. Biden's president-elect, he's the president, get over it and move on. The fact that there's cheating going on, maybe there was, maybe there wasn't, but you see, it's been that attitude over the decades that brought us to this moment in time. That voter fraud can has been kicked up the road to such a degree that we have such a blatant abuse of it. This is blatant. That's what you're talking about. This is not, right. There's no middle ground. It's not like we say, oh gosh, Dan, I can see your perspective, and it's just a little bit of a misunderstanding. This isn't misunderstanding. This is absolute voter fraud. This is blatant. And my question has been, Dan, who called the shots? Who was orchestrating? Who was orchestrating? Barack Obama. That's where your crosshairs are on.
Yep. I believe that. He was in charge of the meeting at the White House the day before Comey went up to New York to talk to Trump about the dossier. He's been behind the scenes orchestrating everything. And it's driven because he didn't want his legacy to be destroyed. That's why he was the motivating force on all of these attacks against Donald Trump. It all came from the White House and from his house after he left the White House. When we come back after the break, I want to share with you a new idea that I've got.
Yeah, I want to see this because, you know, he would have to orchestrate corporate America. We're talking the entertainment industry. Some of these very feasible, certainly big tech. The communist Chinese, right, with Joe Biden. I mean, he got all these players involved, George Soros et al., in order to commandeer and steal the election. We've got more from Dan Perkins after this. Stay with us.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com. Keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
The stress levels of Americans may be at an all-time high. From education to business to basic needs to politics, the 2020 pandemic-related stressors are pushing many of us to near breaking point. That's why you should consider the stress and pain-relieving products from sunny-bay.com, like our lavender neck wraps and pads infused with premium Washington lavender buds. They relieve tension and relax with a soothing scent of lavender. And lifestyle expert Jennifer Bonner recommends products from Sunny Bay.
Sunny Bay's hands-free neck wraps should be your go-to pain relief solution.
Give gifts to family and friends that relieve stress and pain. Give love and care by giving the best. Give pillows, neck wraps, and body wraps from sunny-bay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Attention timeshare owners. This is an urgent consumer alert from the Timeshare Exit Hotline, a national company specializing in helping consumers legally get out of their expensive timeshare contracts. We're offering you a way to legally get rid of your timeshare. So if you're fed up with the maintenance fees that keep on coming and want to learn if you can terminate your timeshare legally and permanently, call today. Even if you've tried before and were unsuccessful in getting rid of your timeshare, call today and see if we can help. We offer a complete 100% unconditional client satisfaction guarantee. Make this completely free call and learn how we can help you legally put an end to your timeshare nightmare once and for all. You have nothing to lose, so call right now to qualify and receive a free consultation. 800-897-1434. 800-897-1434. That's 800-897-1434. Paid for by Airtime Media.
Want to fly somewhere? Looking for cheap flights or cheap tickets? Then call. That's right. Call the low-cost airline travel hotline now for prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. Low-cost airlines has all kinds of cheap travel deals. Fly domestically and save up to 75%. You can even fly internationally and save even more. Yes, fly anywhere in the world and save a lot of money on your plane tickets. We'll even save you money with cheap travel deals on hotels, rental cars, even complete travel packages. So don't book your tickets until you call us first for the absolute cheapest prices on U.S. and international airline tickets and hotels. Call right now for prices so low they can't be published. Travel experts are here 24/7 to help. 800-430-7694. 800-430-7694. 800-430-7694. That's 800-430-7694.
Rejoice, rejoice, Emmanuel, shall come to thee, O Israel.
We're back with you, fresh and independent, just the way you like to hear from us. Okay, a little bit ornery, but can you blame us, all right? Got to have a little bit of spice in your life and, you know, put a little bit of, you know, bounce in that step. Dan Perkins, my good friend, is with us, nationally recognized policy and energy expert, author, columnist, syndicated radio host himself. And, Dan, I'm sure some heads exploded, and maybe as we were on break, they began to think a little bit more about why your statement made so much sense, because this has been my question, and you're the first one to answer it. I've been saying, who orchestrated? Somebody had to orchestrate this. And when you consider who had more to lose and gain in this whole process, and you look back about the utter contempt that one Barack Obama had for Donald Trump, if you remember when he had that drop the cell phone or drop the mic moment when he said, well, you'll never be president. Well, of course, that didn't happen, so he's not much of a prophet in that regard. And, of course, Donald Trump became president, and he did more than, you know, as a white gazillionaire, out of New York, did more than Barack Obama did in 8 years, and he was able to do this in 3.5 years with his hand tied behind his back, dealing with an impeachment and all kinds of resistance from a party that Barack Obama strategically placed himself near and near to, so that there, you know, near the Capitol, so he could he could pull some strings, right?
Yes, no question. I'm absolutely convinced that he did, and it started with that December. I think the fourth or fifth meeting in the White House before Comey went up to tell Donald Trump about the Steele dossier.
I think it was January 5th. Interesting, somewhere around there.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. Exactly.
Right.
Okay.
So
you have a new thought?
I do have a new thought. If we can look objectively, Bill, and sometimes that's hard, especially when we get abused the way we have as Republicans and conservatives. If we look to what the courts said, and almost in many of these cases, the court told us how to fix the election system in our country. The common thing that all the judges, even up to the Supreme Court, they said, and I'm paraphrasing, well, you should have come to us sooner.
Yes.
If you'd have come to us sooner, then we would have time to deal with it and deal with a remedy. But there was no time. That's a message. Believe it or not, Bill, that's a message. I think what we need to do as conservatives is that we need to go around the country and begin to establish lawsuits against the election commissions in various states, like the four that turned the election.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And require them to adhere to the existing policies that the state legislature has put in place for the conduction of an election, which means that either all the things that they did that were never approved by the state legislature, like mail-in ballots and no signature required, no verification, all those things that they, the exceptions, those all go out the window. Because the litigation will be to either have them attached and approved by the state legislature or stricken, which means that in the 2022 midterm elections, if we can get these things in place, the idea of unsolicited, mailed-out universal ballots with no verification, no signature verification, no identification, all those things go away, and all the extra hours and extra days past the election time, all those things which were never voted on by the state legislature disappear. Because if we try and do the same thing again, and I'm saying to you, Bill, that this was the critical mistake that the Trump campaign made, and I was saying to them early on, when they started doing the ballots and they had no requirements for identification or verification, yeah. I said it's going to be a problem.
Oh yeah. And he said as much. But the thing is that, Dan, you know, you raise a good point here, and you know, it's like we need to employ the Wayne Gretzky strategy: is that you don't go to where the puck is, you go to where it's going. And there were signs early on. We saw this happen in California with ballot harvesting in the midterms in 2017. They were able to flip seven, at least seven solid red districts to blue in the matter of one election cycle. That's unheard of, Dan. And the only reason they were able to do that is because in the dark of night, Newsom, Governor Newsom there, worked it out, and because, you know, it's a one-party state in California, and they made ballot harvesting legal. Well, they went nuts, and they targeted those seven. They flipped them, and it's like, well, wait a minute. We knew this happened in 2017. You think it wasn't going to happen in 2020? Now, I think the Republicans responded in part, but they didn't respond in a manner to counter what, you know, Facebook did. Mark Zuckerberg and his wife spent something like $350 million in designated Democratic operations to grease the wheels there. You had Eric Holder and other legal beagles going to these different states and all saying, oh, well, in the name of COVID, you got to do all this, you got to do it. And I couldn't believe how many even Republicans that they convinced that this was a viable solution when the evidence, I mean, you talk about people not knowing. I mean, you know, you're talking to your wife, you go, well, I didn't know that. I didn't get that from the New York Times. I didn't get that from CNN, so it must not happen. You know, it's like, what? Are you kidding me? This is your job and your responsibility. So I'm upset with those people who are in charge. I mean, it's like, you know, Senator Ron Johnson is holding a hearing right now, and he's already made the statement that he thinks that the election was valid. But well, I'll tell you, there's some really strong testimony there from people in, you know, Pennsylvania. I mean, we're talking attorneys, we're talking state representatives going, nah, this was really bad. We're talking hundreds of thousands of votes that were cheated and moved around, people that are dead, illegals, on and on. And then you got that fired DHS official who's saying, oh, it's dangerous to embrace false and baseless attacks on the election. He says they've worked so hard ever since, you know, Ron Johnson and the committee put them in charge, and they did all this great job, and that he's fully convinced that it was a free and fair election. How does he say that in the face of all this evidence, Dan Perkins?
I don't think he did. He lies just like a lot of the Democrats. I know we're short on time, and I just want to ask you a quick question. Do you believe that all the changes that were made in voting, supposedly to accommodate COVID-19, will disappear once we don't have the problem anymore?
No, they're going to hang on to everything. They're going to hang on to everything they can. Are you kidding me? This is a license for them to cheat. This opened the door on it. They'll find some other reason and argument. They'll confound the people. They'll propagandize, because this is all about control. It's all about an end, an objective end point for them. And that is, they win, you lose. That's it. It's all about control. So, you know, I've been saying we got to get back to first principles. First principles when it comes to our election is about it being free and fair and making sure every vote counts. Democrats are always, every vote counts, every vote counts. Well, every time you allow a dead person to vote, that's one less vote that doesn't count. How does that comport with your slogan that every vote counts?
Right. I agree. So it was a surprising outcome. You know, the idea that an old white guy could hide out in his basement and draw more votes than the first black president is amazing to me.
Well, people know. I mean, it's just like you said, you've got to buy red is green. You know, you've got to alter your universe and your perspective to such a degree that up is down, down is up. And, you know, there's too many reasonable people here in America that aren't ready to drink that grape juice. But to them, I say, don't check out. Democracy requires courage, and right now, I mean, you can call it what you want, but Dan, I think this is turning into a second revolution. People are ticked. They're not accepting this number. They might be a little wary and worn out from hearing about all this election fraud and everything else, but look at what kind of America are we going to turn over to the next generation? A cheating, lying, socialist, communist nation? Boy, we seem to be heading that way. That's where the puck's going. Dan Perkins. Right. Thank you, Dan. Take care, buddy.
Who needs a 15-year mortgage when you can get Network Capital's historically low 30-year fixed rate at 2.25% with an APR of 2.27%? You'll never have to refinance again. Network Capital is offering our lowest 30-year fixed rate ever, 2.25% with a 2.27% APR and with no origination fees or discount points. That's right, zero zip zilch. Network Capital has a reputation for saving people time and money with our efficient process that's fast, simple, and secure. Our 30-year fixed rate is 2.25% with a 2.27% APR. These are historically low rates, so refinance it and forget it. That's a 30-year fixed at 2.25% with a 2.27% APR. Call the experts at Network Capital Funding Corporation now. 800-500-NUMBER-1-HIT. 800-500-1-HIT. As in home run. Call now. 800-500-1-HIT. 800-500-1448. NMLS ID 11712. Visit NMLSConsumerAccess.org. Licensed by the California Department of Business Oversight and the Finance Lenders Law. Number 603787. An equal opportunity lender. Rates subject to change and credit approval. Call 800-500-1-HIT for more information.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell voiced optimism for deals on both general spending and on coronavirus stimulus Tuesday night. Lawmakers face a Friday deadline for passing a spending plan to avoid a government shutdown and are also seeking an accord to provide aid, both to small business and to millions of Americans who have lost their jobs because of the pandemic. Wednesday, the U.S. Food and Drug Administration issued an emergency use authorization for the first over-the-counter fully at-home diagnostic test for COVID-19. The Illume, E-L-L-U-M-E, the Illume COVID-19 home test, is a rapid-type test that runs a liquid sample along a surface with reactive molecules. The test detects fragments of proteins of the virus from a nasal swab sample from any individual 2 years of age and older. Dr. Mark Siegel tells Fox it's a fairly easy test.
It's called a mid-range swab, so it's not nearly as uncomfortable.
Results of the test are sent to your smartphone. USA Radio News.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
Someone once said, live free or die, right? Bill Martinez, live.
Hey, we're back with you. Just about 28 minutes before the top of the hour, we're talking numbers. And, you know, for those of you that whose heads have a tendency to explode whenever we're talking numbers, I apologize up front. But, you know, this is what we're dealing with is, you know, the road to a Trump victory or a road to a Biden victory is it's in the numbers. And, you know, all in the discussion or at least the desire for transparency so that we could get to the truth is so important. And this is why we appreciate whether it's Dr. Lauren Wright with her perspective bringing this to the discussion. And right now, Dr. Gerard Lomero, Dr. Lomero, you know, has been the go-to the go-to expert for us to understand what's going on with the numbers. What we're talking about with, in reference to Gerard Lomero is that he's an author, a political analyst, expert on forecast models. One of the few, a handful of people that got it right in 2016. He had the numbers down for 2020 and says that those numbers will still be there. I guess that's the thing about numbers, Gerard. I mean, yes, we know that, it's not that... you know, it's not the figures that lie, it's the liars that figure, right?
Absolutely. I stand on my forecast. I think it was correct. And I think if we had a true audit of the entire country, there would be a few more states in play as well. Because I think there were more than just these six states that were actually be tampered with in terms of electoral votes. I think there's two or three more states that Trump should be getting, plus all the six that are now in contention.
Right.
By the way, just to let your audience hear the summary of where things are at, right now Biden has 227 uncontested electoral votes. Donald Trump has 232. He's got five more uncontested electoral votes. You need 270. And there are 79 votes outstanding. Now, just to give you just one more number here, there are 62 electoral votes up for grabs in the Supreme Court case that Texas has brought and 17 other states are joining. And so we have a major lawsuit. And by the way, when a state sues another state, Texas sued Pennsylvania, Georgia, Michigan, and Wisconsin for not holding valid elections. When one state sues another state, it goes immediately to the Supreme Court. You can skip the district court, skip the appeals court. It goes straight to the top because they're the only ones who can mediate a dispute between two or more states.
Mm-hmm.
We have 17 states that are calling Pennsylvania, Georgia, Michigan, and Wisconsin on the carpet for allowing this kind of skullduggery to go on in their elections. And you know what? They've got a great case. The case basically brings up three constitutional issues. It's called the Second Amendment to the Constitution. The Second Article, and then the 12th Amendment and the 14th Amendment. 14th Amendment being due process and equal protection under the law. If you look at the Supreme Court building, there's great big letters at the top that says equality under the law. And one of the biggest things the Supreme Court tends to defend is every citizen being treated the same. And Texas and 17 states have gone to court now and said, you know what, our citizens are being gypped.
Exactly.
Getting gypped out of the president we voted for because these are the states allowing hanky-panky to go on left and right and violate all the rules and all the laws.
Mm-hmm.
And guess what? That is undoubtedly unconstitutional.
Right.
And I think those four states are going to lose. I think their electoral plates that they've certified to date will be thrown out, and I think the legislatures in those states, which, by the way, are House and Senate, every one of those states, House and Senate, are Republican, will put in Trump electors instead.
Or could they be thrown out altogether?
They could be thrown out altogether, but I think what the Supreme Court will do is say, legislature, Article 2, Section 1, Clause 2, you get to pick the electors.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's what they're going to say. They're going to rely on the Constitution. We have a great Constitution.
Mm-hmm.
It's the best in the world.
Yeah.
And our founders were brilliant because they knew there might be fraud in the future, and they had to have an electoral college system that was airtight and anybody could defend. And they have. We have a great system.
Yeah, our founding fathers realized that we're human and we're subject to error. We're subject to, you know, this type of, behavior. And it was built into the system. And, you know, what really holds it together, as John Adams said, is a moral and you know, religious people. And, you know, if you take out, and this is why people of faith have been so attacked and why we've become, in many ways, a moral nation. And this is why we're at such a crisis right now. This is all a manifestation of the root of the problem. And so what are we going to do? Are we going to continue to move on this way? And, you know, as I was saying yesterday, if we continue on this trajectory, I mean, we are, we've demonstrably become a banana republic because where we are right now is a result of decades of the can being kicked up the road and this voter fraud issue. And we've tried to handle it, and it's been so politicized and protected. And basically, what looks like in this 2020 election is the Democrats, I guess to put it simply, as my father would have said, is that the Democrats were better off at paying off the referee than the Republicans. Because in all these districts, I mean, they greased the skids to really, prejudice the outcome here, clearly, whether it's $350 to $400 million that was, donated by Zuckerberg and his family and his group, and where did it go? It didn't go to Republicans. It didn't go to a nonpartisan issue to secure
to secure the election process. This was targeted and specifically given to Democratic operatives. And, you know, and all the other in-kind stuff that we're talking that big tech did, that how they were in. And there were so many headwinds against the president, against conservatives in this country. I mean, Gerard, to be honest with you, it's a wonder that, you know, conservatives did as well as they did with the suspicious. It seems to me, and in my perspective, and I've been clear about this, there was a mass amount of fraud that took place. I can't see it any other way, and I want to listen to other people's view, and that's why we had Dr. Lauren write in, and, you know, her perspective is that she didn't see it that way. And to me, it's okay. I'm not offended that people have a differing view, but I think we need to have this conversation to find out, you know, either, you know, somewhere, is there somewhere in the middle between mass fraud and no fraud or a minimal amount of fraud that took place? I mean, we don't know. And in the absence of fact, we get back to that old model that says, you know, without fact, then opinion rules. And right now, when we need facts, we've got a lot of opinions flying around. With these opinions flying around, I see, you know, America becoming more and more divided. And at a time when we're being attacked in more ways than one, and we're starting to realize how the communist Chinese have invaded the heights of our government to such, you know, incredible degrees. I mean, it is amazing. I mean, we don't have a Trojan horse. It's like we have Trojan horses abounding here, you know?
Right. You know, I'd like to add one point to one of the points you just made, and that is the idea of morality in our government. And the quote that you gave from one of our founders. And that is, let me tell you, America was built on a Judeo-Christian foundation. Absolutely. That's why we were able to be free and successful, because we had morality built into the system. Socialism is based on atheism.
Right.
It's based on getting rid of the church, getting rid of Jewish people, getting rid of Christian people. And you know what? That's why we've had creeping immorality coming into the system, because that's what that philosophy is that they've been pushing. And that's why they don't care about the morality of stealing votes. Anything in the name of power. That's what socialism is all about. That's what my new book on real world socialism explains.
Exactly. Well, the impact that it makes is incredible. Historically, this is why we have people, immigrants, who have come to this country escaping socialism and communism, and they see what's happening in America, and they're going, oh, no, not all this, not all over again. We didn't run away from a communist country to come into another, and of all places, we never thought America would be subject to it. But, man, we're more than knee-deep, you might even say up to our earlobes in this whole concept. We've got more from Dr. Gerard Lomero on the other side of the break. Stay with us.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield, and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436.
Recover Now is a national campaign aimed at the education and awareness of the devastating effects of opioid and heroin abuse and curbing drug and alcohol addiction in the United States. Recover Now is sponsored by treatment facilities nationwide. Many of them have been where you are, and they want to help by spreading a message of hope and recovery. They're working hand in hand with major insurance companies nationwide that can help you or a loved one get clean in 7 to 30 days. Recover Now is embarking on a national outreach campaign on TV and radio to promote anti-addiction messages. So if you, a loved one, or someone you know has a problem with drugs or alcohol, do not wait. A new life for you could be 30 days away. Call us right now. I promise this call can change your life. Sponsored by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
800-493-4620. 800-493-4620. That's 800-493-4620.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
For over 20 years now, Extendivite has proven time and again it really works. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. I received an arterial switch at birth. In my mid-20s, I started getting slight runs of NSVT. Nothing too serious, but enough to cause worry. I started taking Extendivite a little over 2 years ago, and it helped cut the palpitations and NSVT down drastically. This isn't a cure-all supplement. I strongly recommend a good diet and exercise to aid in any heart troubles you may be having, and I strongly recommend giving Extendivite a try. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Values, faith, service, they still exist here. Bill Martinez, live.
Dr. Gerard Lomero a moment ago was talking about his new book about socialism, a powerful book. Highly recommend you get your hands on it because you need to understand, first of all, and really understand who the enemy is. And the enemy is amongst us. Trevor Loudon, others have been pointing this out, it seems, for the last 10 years at least, that we had increasing growing concern, but we had other concerns. And the voter politic, I mean, again, at the basis of this government is we the people. And with that opening line, we the people, it demands engagement by we the people. We disengaged, you know, frankly, Gerard, and in our disengagement, it gave way to the elites, to where we have a caste system here in America that the elites are happy. I mean, the Nancy Pelosi's and the Schumer's and, you know, whether it's Harry Reid's and the Obamas and all that, they love it. They're in that upper class. They're in that protected class. They've been able to access the people's money and do very well for themselves. And we've allowed this to happen right beneath our noses because we were busy about our work and busy about, you know, taking care of our families. But again, you know, to be in a democratic republic, it demands, it absolutely demands our engagement with our government. If not, you have the America that we have today with all its flaws and now with the threat of socialism that says, as you stated earlier, Gerard, it's an exchange of my God for your God.
Absolutely. And no question about it. They are atheists. They come out of an atheistic tradition. Karl Marx, who started the Communist Manifesto book, and that along with Friedrich Engels, he had a famous grandfather who was a Jew, a Jewish rabbi, in fact, who was famous and well-known. And he rejected that faith. He rejected Christianity. And throughout my study of socialism, the thing that always comes back is the fact that it's atheistic. And it is a quasi-religion. They put themselves above God. They promise heaven on earth if you give them all the power. Mm-hmm. And you know what? They can't deliver it. It always fails because it violates human nature. And my book goes into a lot of details of why mm-hmm. and that. But it doesn't work. It never has worked anywhere it's tried, everywhere it's failed. And it always fails miserably.
It's a counterfeit. It's a total counterfeit. Exactly.
It is. It's a fraud. Mm-hmm. And also, they're not gods by any means. They don't have the power, the knowledge of our God.
Right.
So, what about our country and how we get out of it? I think the answer is we're getting out of it because I believe God placed Donald Trump in the way.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that that's why ultimately he's going to win. I think he has a lot of confidence. He's ministered by a number of good Christian ministers. And I think there are literally millions and millions of Christians who are praying round the clock, ceaselessly,
mm-hmm.
to set this country on a straight path. And I think it is happening. And I think there's some road bumps. I think this election with the fraud is a bump. But you know what? We have to clean up our election process.
Right.
I think this has been going on in Democrat cities and Democrat states for years, but nobody's called them on the carpet. But now, because of this election and the visibility the fraud is getting, we're going to finally take care of it. Donald Trump has already proposed ways to fix our electoral system. One, for example, is to have voter ID. Do you know there's voter ID in 100 countries in the world? If you vote, you have to have a voter ID, picture voter ID. And in this country, you don't. That's absurd.
Yes.
Why not?
Right. Yeah, it seems to me so academic, and there's other, you know, academic arguments against it, but I don't buy into it. It doesn't track, you know. I think it's a simple deal. I mean, you need an ID to get on a plane. I mean, how many other instances is it required for you, you know, to have an ID, but yet for something as critical, as foundational as an election and as your vote, that we should address it so irreverently and so casually to think, okay, well, no problem. And we hear all these stories of multiple votes, dead people voting, illegal people voting. I mean,
people that moved out of state.
Yeah.
It happens all the time.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, before, you know, the Democrats used to bus people. And I don't know if there were so many stories of busing because we had new technology. So there's ways that in lieu of busing that they could transmit these votes,
printing,
you know, through the internet, right?
Printing ballots is easier.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know, you can print them, and you can do what happened in Pennsylvania. There was, 100,000 ballots shipped from Bethpage, New York,
right,
over to Pennsylvania to be delivered. And mm-hmm. the driver said, this is kind of odd. Why am I carrying votes? Well, you know what? It's illegal. It's against the law to carry ballots across state lines.
But that's the idea. You see, what he said in that it's odd, there are many Americans that look at this and says, it doesn't square up. This is odd. You know, this is why we're a month after the election, and as you laid it out, 232 uncontested electoral votes for Donald Trump, 227 uncontested for electoral votes. Meanwhile, 79 votes continue to be contested by litigation. That's in the balance. I mean, there's a reason for that happening. Now, getting back to what you said earlier, and I think this is important for people to realize, you know, just as we said, the socialism cannot sustain. It is a counterfeit. And what people are praying for is that God himself, I mean, we're calling on God. God is a just God. And there are prayers. They've been going nonstop, and they were, you know, spirited on even further by the return, if you recall, in Washington, D.C. back in December. You had Franklin Graham leading a bunch of people. There were, you know, hundreds of thousands of people that came out for a day of fasting and repentance and calling on God. And the thing that especially impressed me is that when you read in the Old Testament, when a spirit of repentance fell upon the people, it was often in almost exclusively what was critical to that event was the leadership responded. And I noted to Jonathan Kahn, I said, I thought it was quite interesting. And what convinced me all the more was when Donald Trump sent a letter over to where they were meeting at about 11:30 in the morning and endorsed what was going on for this day of repentance, a call to return to God. And as you said, people are praying. They're praying at state houses. They're praying in their own houses, even in houses of worship that some, you know, where you're not supposed to be in. And I laugh about that ridiculous thing because, again, you know, the churches, people of faith are under attack. And let me tell you, this isn't the end of it. Socialism continues to progress. They continue to move the ball, as you've written in your book. It is relentless. And the idea of freedom and Christianity has to be equally relentless. If not, we're going to be overwhelmed. And again, as the Bible would say, even the gates of heaven suffer violence, but the righteous take it by storm. And so I believe that this is, you know, we're praying that God would intervene because God, who knows all and knows better than we, can square this away in 2 seconds in such a dramatic manner. In fact, I had used the comparison, Gerard, last month, that this could be, you know, and speaking of the battle of the gods, like what happened, you know, with the battle of the Baals with Elisha the prophet. And, you know, and they said, hey, let's see which one lights the fire. And when they realized who the real God was, there was quite a revival and there was a, you know, an eradication of, you know, of the false prophets. And we could still be there. And by God's grace and mercy, that can still happen. And that's what many people are praying for right now, is that we are praying with a spirit of repentance. We realize that we're in the midst of this chaos because this is really ultimately it's of our doing. It's the choices that we've made. And we're asking God to forgive us and to come down and intervene in this deal. And I, like you, I believe that Donald Trump is God's chosen man. It's there's so many things that have happened, what Donald Trump has revealed, other, you know, spiritual leaders have, have spoken on this issue as well, and how this has come about. But I, like you, I believe that God is not finished with Donald Trump, and he's not finished with America.
Yes, I agree. And I do believe, too, you know, I wrote an article this week about the election. I found 7 different routes for Trump to win. The Texas lawsuit, I think, is the best means of him winning. Mm-hmm. And the most direct, and I think it's what's going to happen. Those states, those 4 states in question, Pennsylvania, Georgia, Michigan, and Wisconsin, they have to deliver to the Supreme Court reasons why they did what they did by 3 p.m. today.
Exactly.
They're being called on the carpet mm-hmm. at the Supreme Court. And if they don't have good answers, and I don't think they have any answers that are stand up in court, they're going to be seen in violation of Article 2, 12th Amendment and the 14th Amendment, and I think that will throw out their current slates of electors that favor Biden. I don't think Biden is anywhere as close to being president-elect, and I don't think he's going to be elected.
Mm-hmm.
Because I'll tell you, if that doesn't occur, there's still several other routes that will probably take place, because I think Trump will ultimately win.
Well, it's impressive that you had Texas leading the way here and now joined by 17 states. What does that tell you?
It tells you a whole lot of states think this election was filled with fraud.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think that's clear. I mean, what's before the country today is
an indictment on those states.
Yeah, I mean, and it's an indictment on our country. And the fact that the argument that Texas brought up and these other states have enjoined and participating in is realizing that, hey, look, at a bad vote in one state is a bad vote in every state, isn't it?
Absolutely. Sure. Those people who voted for Donald Trump want Donald Trump, and they're entitled to him if they elected, you know, him. And I think they have. I really believe my forecast was right on, accurate.
Attention business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged, in a sense, against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it. But only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly, fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.
No matter how...